family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
It's high time we took a break and told you a bit more about OctaFX, the best Forex broker Asia 2021 with more than 10 years of experience. OctaFX helps traders build stronger futures by offering a wide variety of educational videos and unlimited demo training accounts. Don't have enough time to learn how to trade or build your trading strategy? Take advantage of the OctaFX copy trading app. All you have to do is choose the master traders, copy their trades with just one tap, and withdraw your profit quickly. Control your portfolio and investments on the go with the OctaFX copy trading app. Manage your risks with a risk score, a brand new feature that shows how risky each master trader's strategy is. Copy the preferable investment strategy based on the level of risk the investor is taking. Check the caption to learn more. Find your bonus for OctaFX copy trading app in the description.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Thembegwayo as we discuss ideas that matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Oh, wow, really amazing. Thank you so much, Vusi. Thank you so much. This is really amazing. And I'm surprised with how you really nailed the Indian accent. That was so hilarious and still, it's really amazing. Thank you very much.
Hello, family. Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT podcast. That was Samuel. Thank you, Samuel. I do pride myself in my ability to, you know, take on different characters and play on. This is my Liam Neeson, by the way. If you call me and you can't reach me, this is literally what my voicemail sounds like. It sounds like this. It says, "I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But I have a very particular set of skills. Skills that I can use to make money for you and me. If you leave me a message, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will call you."
Oh, man, I am a child.
You know, my biggest recommendation for everybody out there is just don't take yourself too seriously. You know, it's like, don't take yourself too seriously. I was playing with my little one, Mobi, last night. And he's really into Batman. So I was Bane, right? And this is a true story. So he and I are busy playing. For the non-South Africans, you won't understand it. But in South Africa, we have load shedding. So he and I are busy playing. And as we're busy playing, load shedding hits and the house goes really dark. And he's Batman. And then I said to him, I said, "Ah, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it." Those of you who know that's Bane, right? You know, from Dark Knight Rises. See? Just don't take yourself too seriously. Which brings me very fruitfully to what it is I want to discuss this week. And in our podcast this week, I want to talk to you a bit about the new world. So, some time ago, we did a podcast on innovative thinking. It's done really, really well, and I strongly suggest you go and listen to it. But this week's podcast, I want to talk to you about the new world. And I want to tell you why I'm talking to you about the new world. Because in part, last year I hinted that off the back of my moving to Dubai, there were certain things that I'd learned and certain things that I was learning and certain spaces I was getting into that were fundamentally changing the trajectory of my life. And now I want to reveal some of those things to you. So for the longest time, I didn't understand anything about cryptography. I just didn't get it. I wasn't that guy. I'm a traditional asset class guy. Like, if you've got fiat currency and you want to invest it, you put it in the capital markets, you put it in the stock markets, you play equities, bonds, or whatever, right? You buy some sort of debt instrument and you hold it for a particular period of time. But there's things you do when you're holding money and you want money to grow. And then I'd seen a lot of these people who operate as scammers coming through using crypto. And I think, as would be the case with a lot of you, you disconnect the opportunity from the characters playing in that opportunity. So when I moved last year, I started meeting guys actually building projects on the blockchain. I met them. I met the builders. And I think once you see people building and you see the technical skill, the quality of the team, you read the light paper, then you read the white paper, then you interact with the technology, then you get immersed in this new world, you realize, hold on, this is actually an entire revolution. Now, there are some of you who don't even know what I'm talking about yet. I say cryptography, most people hear cryptocurrency, then they think immediately Bitcoin. That's kind of what you're thinking. Guys, it's much, much bigger than that. The movement is not just around Bitcoin. That's one little element of it. I want to say that's probably 0.001% of it. The actual movement is around ownership. It's decentralization. That's really what it is. So I'll give you a simple example, right? Check this out. The other day I'm flying, I get to the airport. And the lady asks me to present her without my ID documentation so she can verify I am who I am. I give her my ID verification. She verifies that I am who I am. And I get on the plane and I fly. I get to the other side. I go to the car rental company and they ask me for the same ID verification, right? And I do the same. Then I get to the hotel and I'm checking at the hotel. What do they ask me for? ID verification, right? Well, so, but I use the same ID to be verified as the same person. Now, here's a question for you. How come is it that when you log into your social media accounts, whether you're on LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, by the way, Vusi's now on TikTok, go and look for the real underscore Vusi Tembegwai on TikTok. That's my account. But if you're on Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, each of those require different usernames and passwords to log in. Why can't you be the same person on digital identity? Then when you log in into your bank account, why can't you just be the same person? When they're keeping your credit score TransUnion, why aren't you the same person? And when you're logging into your emails, why aren't you the same person then? Because in the physical world, you are. You use the same ID. In the virtual world, you can play different characters and take on different avatars. So people look at something like NFT and they see these little pictures of people are buying, right? I'm like, well, that's one application of it. But let me tell you how I think there's a real opportunity in NFT. I think the real opportunity in NFT is in digitizing identity. So imagine if I could procure an NFT that is my full digital identity. And in every single place on Web3 or in anywhere in the meta where I show up, all I need to do is input my NFT details and it knows exactly who I am. So I need to book a flight. I use my NFT details. And my NFT details is immediately linked to my bank account. I don't have to worry about connecting it. I don't have to worry about my CVV number, my ID number. I could just, boom, it's automatically there. What about I'm buying a car at the bank? And the bank says to me, we need to check your bank account. We need to verify your address. And we need to get the latest water, lights, and electricity bill. And we need a credit score from you. Now, right now, what happens is you give them an ID number and they run different checks on different databases to pull that information. They aggregate it into a single portal that's usually run by some sort of artificial intelligence that's powered with some sort of machine learning. But what that artificial intelligence system does is it has a series of rules and it evaluates your data using the rules and it says you either qualify for the loan or you don't. That's the current process. But your ID number then gave them the opportunity to look for your different databases, which right now means, as we speak, your credit information isn't actually yours. It's information about you, but it belongs to the credit bureau. They own it. So what would happen if I owned my credit information? I did. And I secured it using a secret key behind a NFT. And when I'm applying for the car, the bank asks me for my secret key. I give them the secret key, access for 24 hours. They go in, pull the data, use the data, and then dump the data back. And I control my data. That is the new world.
Each of us needs a partner. We're all looking for someone we can rely on in friendship, work, and life. Our partner in today's episode is OctaFX, a reliable business associate in the Forex market. OctaFX is a global trading platform with 10 years of experience and more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries worldwide. Enjoy the lowest spreads in the industry. Buy and sell for the price you see with the fastest execution and take part in regular promos. Join the community of like-minded entrepreneurs by watching the webinars, reading the market analysis, and mastering a free Forex basic course. Check the caption to learn more and find your bonuses for more profitable trading in the description.
Right now, the whole world that we live in is completely centralized. Everything we do is centralized. Everything. The insurance product you're buying, the loan that you're getting, the place you live in, all of that stuff is centralized. Why can't it be decentralized? And the power of Web3 and cryptography is that it's going to enable that to happen. Now, there are some, and you notice I'm speaking very quickly. It's because I'm excited. There are some of you listening to this conversation going, this sounds like that. This is just futurist fluff. I can tell you that I'm now invested in three different Web3 platforms. This is kind of how I like to work. I like to work in silence, do the work. And then when I announce, as Peltusi loves to say, let the announcement announce itself, right? By the time you announce, the thing is done. So many of us, I think, get in the ways of our blessing because we announce what we are going to do, not announce what we have already done, right? But across those three platforms, I have spent, guys, the past 6 months getting completely immersed in a world that a year ago, I, like many of you, was completely convinced was full of scammers and was never going to go anywhere. And in a world where, like many of you, I'm not a subject matter expert. But if you listened to our podcast last week, you remember I spoke about rhythms and being at the stage of your life where you need to be. Well, this stage of my life is called building a foundation for the future. So I'm spending time now learning about this new technology. And then a final thought for you. Then I'll leave you with this. There is no such thing as an expert on something new. Think about that. So every person you meet that is an expert on crypto or the metaverse or any of these new technologies we're talking about, any person who's an expert in artificial intelligence or machine learning, one of the things I've noticed is usually they're just one step away. They are one step away or ahead of you in terms of their knowledge. And if you're willing to humble yourself, listen and learn, you can gain the information that they have too. So I'm not here to sell any particular product. I'm not even here to tell you to hold any particular currency or to move out of fiat. I don't think these people are talking about the fiat doomsday. I think they're completely wrong. I think we'll see a merge of these two things rather than one replacing the other. But what I want you to do as your exercise for this week is simply this. Read an article, just one, about one of these technologies. Open up your mind. Go read about blockchains. Read about bridges. Go find out about DeFi, decentralized finance. Just go read about non-fungible tokens. Just read an article. Listen. You could read something and find out and decide it's not for you. Or you could, and it could change your life. If you're not willing to learn, by definition, you're not willing to grow. So, family, that was our podcast this week on Ideas That Matter, the New World. From Vusi at our studios in Joburg at Sound & Sounds, sayonara.
We hope that you've drawn valuable lessons from this week's podcast. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.